You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following is a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production. You've discovered your link to GoPowerCat.com's PowerCat Overtime podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor, and it starts right now. Now, let's go to the WTC Gig-Powered Studios. Here's your host, GoPowerCat.com publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to your Friday Fun Day podcast. It's the PowerCat Overtime podcast. No idea why I said it that way, but it was kind of fun. Overtime, where you ask us anything, we answer anything, and I want some cookies. That's not part of the podcast. That's just a statement I added in. That was an amendum to my previous statements. I would like cookies right now, but I will not eat cookies because you will find that irritating. Although, I might go ahead and put some cookie sounds in right here.
Cookies!
Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Ryan Gilbert, and we're all still socially distant from each other, which is just a wise move. I'm ready to get back into the studio. Oh, by the way, we've moved back to Zoom this week because my phone was misbehaving.
You are a bad, bad boy.
I mean, not like smoking and drinking, staying out late. It was just kind of being digitally not cooperative. Zach, I see you. Gills, I see you. Do you see me?
Yes, we do. God, unfortunately, you're in your blue room.
I'm so lucky. I'm in the Hawaii room. Our home office is themed after a Hawaii vacation. It's quite tropical. It's also a dog room where the dogs have their kennels. Multi-purpose. It's kind of fitting that this podcast is being recorded in a dog room. We're sponsored by The Fridge. They are the kennel of all liquor. They keep it boxed up for you until you want to go adopt the liquor. You pay the adoption fee, which is the price, and then you get to take the liquor home and play with it. Liquor does not play fetch. Just want to let you know that. Use their app. Slide right into one of the three assigned stalls. Pop your trunk, call the number, bring it out. They put it in your trunk. They close your trunk. You drive home. That easy. Booze in the trunk leads to getting home to get drunk. The Fridge. That was beautiful. This is our fourth, fifth, or maybe 17th attempt to do this podcast today. We're feeling good about it. We feel like we're kind of locked in on things. But I have to admit, my previous read was one of the finest reads I've ever done for The Fridge. And it's now lost to time. Something big's happening today, folks. Zach Carlson will not be reading your questions from Wabash Station. We have not demoted him. We've simply switched the assignment to Ryan Gills Gilbert. Now, think of it this way, that sometimes when you were in Little League Baseball, you were the left fielder, but sometimes the third baseman went to play left field and you went to play third base. And you don't know how it's going to work out, but maybe it'll work out great, and the guy now at third base will take a line shot to the testicles. That's what this podcast is about. It's like a line shot to the testicles. Here are your questions from Wabash Station. Ryan Gilbert.
From a very hairy man, says it's August of 2020. Yet again, KU Athletics has been found not guilty of any violations, and they have somehow managed to shift the blame onto the Go Power Cat Overtime podcast crew.
Right.
The NCAA has dealt three following punishments, but the three of you get to decide who takes what. Which do you choose and why? Punishment number one, at a snail's pace, slide down a 1-mile-long metal fireman's pole wearing nothing but a Speedo on a 106-degree day. And he says that failing is not an option.
Falling.
Falling, tomato, tomato. Punishment number two, army crawl around the entire Bill Snyder Family Stadium blacktop wearing nothing but a Speedo on a 105-degree day. Punishment number three, for 1 month, you must eat Impossible Whoppers from Burger King. Which is, I know they've done a movie about that at McDonald's, but for each meal you will get, you'll be wearing nothing but a Speedo, and the temperature is not specified on this one.
Harry, why do you want us in a Speedo so bad? Why? Why? Nobody wants me in a Speedo. I think putting me in a Speedo is punishment enough for the entire world to suffer. I don't understand this. Why did we get in trouble because KU paid basketball players? I don't accept the premise of this question. I'm going to slide down the pole. It's going to burn. It's going to hurt. But I don't have to crawl, which would be physical exertion. See, sliding downwards isn't really physical exertion other than holding onto the pole. And I am freaking not eating another Impossible Whopper in my life. No.
You're not allowed to fall down the pole. Do you know how much strength it takes to slide down a metal pole at a snail's pace?
I don't know.
This pole's a mile long.
But if a snail can do it, I can.
Denver to the ocean. Think about that.
I'm going to my thighs will be locked on that pole like, well, I'm going to stop there. We don't want to know what this is going to be like. I'm going to power grip that pole with my thighs.
But it would burn.
I know, but it's not an Impossible Whopper. And crawling on the blacktop would burn too.
Zach? I would do the Impossible Whopper just because
good.
You don't have to scold your skin. Plus, yeah, you get to look good.
I'm going around the blacktop then?
You get to look good in a Speedo while you eat it.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to eat an Impossible Whopper just for one meal at all.
Oh, no, but I would rather do that than army crawl around the blacktop.
I don't
but
know.
But that's just going to take a few minutes, whereas that's a whole month out of your life where you're going to be throwing up every day. So
I don't know if they...
Okay, think about it this way. 105 degree day, that is just the air. The air is 105 degrees. That blacktop is going to be 160 degrees.
Well, I know
I'll do it. It's only a few minutes. You got a whole mile of bits and you've got a whole month, Zach. I'm happy with this. I think we can all agree, really.
Is the young warrior understanding that we had an Impossible Whopper challenge on this podcast between Riley and I? Riley didn't mind, and I wanted to vomit. It was horrible.
It was disgusting. I did have a bite. It was
How
awful.
Long did it last?
We ate, I think I did take one bite.
Probably.
Yeah,
I think that's the one that I had a bite out of.
It was horrible. It's impossible to make it worse than they did.
Then again, it's Burger King, though, too. Like, if Whataburger made an Impossible Whataburger, it'd probably taste better.
It might, but it's kind of like saying, yeah, that foot wasn't as bad as the other foot.
All right.
Okay, we've solved that, and somehow KU got off Impossible. That'd be a good punishment. You get to keep all your scholarships, but team meals for the entire season have to be Impossible Whoppers. NCAA, give it a shot.
Also from a very hairy man, what sort of pay reduction / brutal punishment did Gills receive after getting...
I didn't catch the...
deferring?
The typo there. It's defer is what they meant. Deferring.
Okay. Sorry about that. Also from a very hairy man, what sort of pay reduction / brutal punishment did Gills get after,
deferring?
Don't edit this out. Just keep it in here. After deferring the birthday cake question to the man who, he says, quote, weighs more, so is more qualified to answer the question, quote. So I've been told that I'm not allowed to speak of my punishment, but Fitz, go ahead.
He had to go on the message board and claim Tyler Lockett was overrated.
That was it right there.
No, he got no trouble, zero trouble. I'm a tolerant boss that can laugh at himself.
It really was a good punishment, though. That's just karma.
It worked out great.
Okay, next.
From KSU Cat 80, what does a Fitz do on his birthday? Inquiring minds need to know.
Okay, so it was my birthday on Monday, June 1st. Thank you to everyone who sent cards.
You're welcome.
Who arranged nice weather, who I think I had a flyover. Oh, and it was also the first Monday of the month, so the city, in honor of me, set off all of the sirens. It was really nice. It was a nice celebration we had here in MHK. I had relatives. My sister and mom came up. We ate pizza around our fire pit garden area, so we were socially distant from each other. It was very, very nice. It was a lovely day. Then we went to the back deck, and Becky and I hung out and sipped on beers together with the dogs. The dogs did not have beers. And then I fired up my new Traeger and got it going, got it seasoned in, and had some brats. I'm not a big birthday guy. I'm usually just not into it, especially when you're after 50, because it just kind of feels like, hey, I'm closer to dead.
What did he say?
So I really am not a big birthday guy, but this was a really nice birthday. It was. I have a friend going through some stuff, so I talked to him quite a bit, and it ended with brats. And let me tell you guys, birthday or not, ending a day with some smoked bratwurst on your Traeger is a good way to end a day. And about three Pacificos to wash it down. It was really good. It was a good day. It's a good day, and I'm older now. Older and less mature.
From Email Wildcat 82, how many states do you lack to visit all 50? He has 12 remaining for him. How many new states will you visit this year? He has two more. What are your favorite states to visit? Wyoming and Nevada are his favorite. What are the least favorite states you have visited? New Jersey and Delaware, for sure, he says.
This is an interesting question. I have no idea how many I have left. My favorite ones are Nevada, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee. I really like Tennessee. I've just got some scattered ones. I got some on the East Coast, maybe. Maybe not. Now I think about it, I have not been to Delaware. It's an on-running joke between my buddy Howard Richmond and I. We did not take the road to Delaware on the way to New Jersey from Philadelphia to cover a Rutgers K-State basketball game. I got some out west. We need Becky and I are going to do that. Head north and west and do all that stuff sometime. I'm not going many places this summer. I mean, I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to be careful. After July 4th, we'll see. We probably drive out to Colorado. Get stoned. Say dude a lot. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. I've been to most of them, though. Now I think about it. Haven't been to the Northwest. Kind of want to go to Oregon and Washington, where I can also get stoned and say dude a lot. But I haven't done that. Gills, have you ever left Kansas City?
I have, actually. My two favorite states I've been to, Colorado and Hawaii. So
nice.
There's that. I mean, I don't know if there's necessarily a least favorite state I've been to, because I feel like every, you know, place I've been to, I was having fun there for a vacation or something like that. I don't count my whole remaining till 50 states. That's that for me, really. I like beaches, but mountains are going skiing in the winter or even hiking in the summer. Nothing better than that.
Yeah, I like them. I like them both. I prefer beaches, yeah, but mountains are awfully nice. And I live in Kansas.
I think I have 22 left. Hmm. I have all of New England. I don't have a few states scattered throughout the South, like Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina. I haven't been to, and then all Northwest, like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, like states up in that region, haven't done. Least favorite, probably New York or New Jersey, but also I've only been to New York City and kind of the metro there. So
why not? What did you not like about New York?
My goodness. What has happened to him? What has happened to him? I hired him. He was fully functional when I hired him, and he's just gone to crap on us.
I've got PTSD after my punishment.
It's just like, at least with New York City, it's just a bunch of concrete. There's nothing exciting about walking around New York City, I guess, for me. It's a bizarre place. I wouldn't want to live there, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Me either. I've been to a lot of states where I don't like this part of the state, but like Arkansas, I drive through parts of Arkansas when we went to Memphis, Zach. That's a boring stretch in Arkansas, but I've also been to other parts of Arkansas that are really beautiful. So, I mean, I've been through parts of Oklahoma that I could give a, you know what about, and other parts are really nice. So, I mean, you just got to pick your right parts. I'm sure there's a pleasant part in Delaware. like a cheese factory or something that's fun. I don't know.
Do you guys want to live in Phoenix?
Like maybe more than New York City. I'd live in Phoenix before that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Phoenix.
I don't know if I want to stay inside for 6 months out of the year because it's so hot outside.
No. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to be in a place that hot, I either need a beach or
a casino.
A casino. I can tolerate that heat if I'm in Vegas. Not, I don't know. I don't get the whole Scottsdale Phoenix thing. I think it's okay, but it kind of feels like sprawling suburbia to me because land is what they have. They got lots of that.
I feel like I'm stepping into an oven when I'm in Phoenix.
I know. And you know, Vegas gets the same way. You're out there in a 110 and there's no humidity and you're just kind of slowly cooking, but you're also quite often by a pool or heading into a casino or something. You're doing something. So I don't know. I've got more traveling I want to do. We got to do the national monuments. We love going to national parks. We drove out of Vegas and went to Mount Zion and the national parks of Utah there, and they're amazing. We dig that. We dig it.
New Mexico is one of my favorites. Once you get past like kind of the deserty and you get to the mountains, it's just kind of like different Colorado. Like it's different from Colorado.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, my dad lives up in Sedona, Arizona, so it's nothing like hot, deserty, what you think of Arizona. So it's really nice up there, and it snows in the winter, and it's nice.
Wow, Sedona's beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you, Fitz.
Thank you. I'm the Sedona of men. Hey, has anyone been to Alaska?
Nope.
Not.
I've never left the mainland. We'll get into the next question on that.
Do we pick up other non-states like Puerto Rico and Guam and U.S. Virgin Islands? I've been to Puerto Rico.
Well, they made quarters for them.
Yeah. I like Puerto Rico. Some people don't. I like it a lot.
Also from Email Wildcat 82, what foreign countries or U.S. territories have you visited? So that's California, Mexico, and Virgin Islands. Favorite and least favorite, Toronto is very cool, along with St. Thomas. What foreign countries do you want to visit? He'll say Switzerland, with a lot of question marks from Zach.
No, that's him.
That's him. Okay. A lot of question marks from him.
Zach, if you could pick your place, where would you go?
England. I want to go to London. Hmm. It's just kind of funny that I don't like New York City, but I pick a very New York City-like city. I'd love to go to England and just spend, even Europe, just spend as, you know, 2 weeks going to as many soccer games as possible.
That'd be cool. My good friend Dylan does the whole backpack camera hostel, you know, just touring all over the place. Flies in cheap, finds hostels, stays. He's one of those guys that can just travel on his own and do his own thing, and he comes back with incredible photos. And kind of cool that. Be able to do that. I'd probably go stir crazy. Gills, where do you want to go?
If I went on a trip to India, would you guys come with me?
Probably not India.
Yeah, I want to go see the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, too far away.
I'm very fascinated by their lifestyle and stuff like that. So I don't have much interest in Europe and sightseeing, and I can just Google on YouTube videos of those, you know, statues and stuff like that. So I'd like to go to India.
Hmm.
If I could do it,
go ahead.
I would visit every country at least once. Literally every country I would try going to.
I kind of feel the same way. It's interesting Gil said that. I'm really, part of me wants to go to Europe, but Ireland, because it's where my heritage is. Before the coronavirus, Northern Italy and Switzerland, but that's right where it broke out really bad. That's just beautiful. That's really kind of my Europe. That's all I really want to do. Maybe Spain, Barcelona, the south of France, which kind of connects into Spain, maybe through there. But really, I'd love to go to Africa, spend some time there would be really cool. South America, Central America, a lot of islands, just kind of off the beaten path places. I'm an island guy. I'd love to go to a lot more islands. But I don't like to fly, in part because I'm so big, but part because I get a little bit claustrophobic, pinned up in a tube for too long. So that's kind of a challenge. Probably takes Asia India, all of that part of Asia out. I don't want to go to Japan. I have no interest in Japan or Korea or, I don't know, too crowded, too crowded.
Another place would be like Northern Africa, yep. Morocco, Egypt,
yep.
Mediterranean, Africa, I think is really cool.
One of my favorite places I've ever been on a family vacation when I was in high school, no, I was actually in college, early college, was Bermuda, which isn't very far away. I mean, it's just off the North Carolina coast. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I was watching a National Geographic of Easter Island. That's really fascinating to me. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to go there just because it's so far away from everything else, but I think that is really just intriguing and to look at those statues and stuff.
That's the statues, like the face heads. Statues. Yeah.
That are like stories tall, and it's just crazy how they did that without any technology and stuff. And the pyramids, too.
Well, they didn't have any human technology.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the aliens did it then?
Uh-huh. All the alien assistants.
How do you explain Stonehenge? Aliens?
Could be. Or luck.
Luck?
Yeah. Some guy was carrying his collection of giant rocks home on his back, and he dropped them, and that's how they landed. That's my explanation. Sticking to it.
Can't you see the old man's nuts?
Nuts! Nuts, am I?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From WTDD 2001, what's a sport that many Americans don't watch but you enjoy? For me, it's Premier League soccer. And that's definitely not me. That's from him saying that. Definitely not me. That's my answer. Hate soccer.
Whoa, Zach. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. I'm gonna step back now. Let the crap hit the fan.
I enjoy Premier League soccer quite a bit. I haven't watched as much recently over the years, but for me, and this kind of stemmed from soccer because NBCSN actually, they've done a good job of covering those world sports recently that aren't really popular in the U.S. First with Premier League. They've done the hockey for ever since the network was Versus. They kind of kept that going. So not that hockey's unpopular in America, but it's definitely the fourth most favorite sport of the major four. But Premier League, I watched that. And then at the time they were doing Premier League, they also got the Formula One contract for a while. So I started watching Formula One there. Thankfully, it moved over to ESPN, and Mother's Polish bought up all the ad time, so they run it without commercials in the middle. So they broadcast it straight through with the Sky Sports feed from England. So I watched that, and that's probably what I follow the most as far as sports that Americans don't watch.
I think a big part of soccer is just like the fact that it's a secondary sport, because, you know, European soccer is top notch, you know?
Yeah.
While the other sports are the opposite. You know, if you're the best athlete in the world, you're coming to America to play, you know, football or basketball. So,
yeah, but MLS is getting better, but it'll take a long time before MLS is anywhere close to signing people for the money that people sign for in the Premier League or in La Liga or Bundesliga, wherever. It'll be a while before MLS is on that sort of space, until players like David Beckham, you know, when they're like, ah, it's time for me to retire, but I still want to play and make some money. And they
That's
do
what Zlatan Ibrahimovic did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like Zlatan did.
Are you proud of me for knowing that name and pronouncing it correctly?
It's pretty good. Pretty
I deserve
good.
Something here.
Do you know where he's from?
Europe.
What country in Europe?
Let's guess. Germany.
No, Sweden.
Sweden. That was my second guess, I promise.
Okay.
But my answer to this question,
I believe you.
Going off my Indian answer, cricket.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't understand cricket at all.
Me neither, but it's fun to watch.
It's fascinating. I don't know if there's guys that still do this, but there'd be out at Memorial Stadium, you know, there'd be guys just set up playing cricket. It's just fascinating to watch. Like, you don't understand how they're scoring it or anything, or what the rules are. Like, I kind of got a basic grasp. You got the little, I think the wicket is the three-prong thing that you're trying to bowl over. But I don't really know how it's scored and how you stop innings and when the game stops. Because there's, like, different types of cricket, too. There's, like, test cricket. There's other cricket. And they have different scoring rules. So I don't really watch it enough to understand how to win.
Yep. Me neither. But I still like it.
I'm a volleyball guy. So you don't see much men's volleyball on TV. That was my sport, and I still like watching it. And dog racing. Not like competitive, like wiener dog racing. I made that up. I don't watch it.
Like, thinking about this, there's not really any sports I don't enjoy. Like, I'll pretty much watch anything if it's the highest level of something, like rugby or even cricket. Like, I may not know anything about cricket, but I appreciate it, and I appreciate it that it's a sport.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Hell, I was watching marble racing. What do I know? I'm kind of yearning for more marble racing.
From Yo Mama, follow-up from last week. Does Gills know the geographical relationship between Ponca City, Stillwater, and Edmond? Asking for a friend.
Okay, which of Ponca City, Stillwater, and Edmond, which of those is the farthest north?
I'll go Stillwater.
We got problems, Zach.
Ooh, well, at least
I've never heard of Ponca City in my whole life.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say Edmond.
Is Edmond a suburb of Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Yes.
There we go. I got that.
So is that north or south of Stillwater?
That is south.
Yeah, he's ahead of Riley.
Okay, we're doing all right.
Yeah, yeah. Ponca City's actually north of Stillwater. It's like, they don't have enough hotel rooms, so quite often when we go, we have to stay in somewhere like Ponca City.
I drove home. I went to Stillwater last year for the game, and we just drove home after the game.
Yeah, but we do work after the game. Or hold on, let me stop that. Those guys do work after the game.
Well, that's going to be me now.
Yeah, you might.
No more sleeping after the game.
That might be one of the games you get to go to. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows if the Rona will let us go? That's an important question. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Why does Ponca City have any significance to this podcast or anything?
You need to go back and listen to Riley's Ponca City confusion. It's an epic moment in PowerCat podcasting.
We were talking about going to Whataburger, and he was like, can't we just stop on the one in Edmond?
On the way to Stillwater.
On our way back from Stillwater, and I'm like, why would we get Fitzner just slack-jawed? he didn't know what he was talking about.
Edmond is south of Stillwater. Why would we be in Edmond?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
And I asked him, I'm like, why would we go south when we want to go home, which is north. And he just didn't understand.
None of it registered. It was a beautiful moment in podcasting. But he's listening right now, so let's not talk about him too much.
Hi, Riley.
Hi, Riley. Zach didn't say hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Fine.
Wow. There it is. From Adam K. 63, does anyone have any withdrawals of no shows of The Bachelorette right now?
That's another Riley question there.
Do you watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Gills?
Nope.
Oh, good. We don't have to talk about it anymore. Next question.
All right. From last question of the podcast here, from Exhausted Nihilist, does the staff have any socially distanced vacation plans? You can speak in code if you don't want to give away your secluded destinations.
No, I mean, I'm going to need to get away. We've got good friends, Brad and Shannon, that just bought a house in outside of Denver. We might just go out there to see them. I got a new house. I got an extra bedroom. We could potentially take the killer poodles. So I don't know. Maybe we'll do that. There's a great little, this is a flat out advertisement plug for my friends. We, 4 years ago, we went down to some friends of ours. He was a highway patrolman. She was a PA, nurse's assistant, a nurse. I can't remember what exactly her role in the medical profession was, but they quit their jobs and they bought a little like 1960 style resort on Bull Shoals Lake in the Ozarks, and Bull Shoals straddles Missouri and Arkansas. They're just barely across the border in Arkansas. I mean, their mailbox is Missouri. The resort's in Arkansas. And, they got cabins and, the kind of those old hotel-type rooms. But, they got fishing, and he does a lot of bow fishing. It's just really cool. And it's easy to be socially distanced down there. In fact, their new T-shirt says socially distanced since 1952 or whenever it opened. So
they bought the Big Cat?
The what? The like
Big Cat Lodge?
Like in the Ozarks?
Yes.
It's a little different, but yeah, it's great. It's freaking awesome. I mean, it's a lot of work for them, but they got away from, I got a dog itching in the background.
There's Daphne.
It's a lot of work for them, but it's really cool. And seriously, they usually would not have openings, but they might have openings if you want to call Lakewood's Resort on Bull Shoals. So, I mean, you might want to give it a shot. They're usually booked up solid from this time of year, but of course, a lot of people have had to cancel. Anyone doing anything?
Next week, I'm going out to Arizona to see my dad, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Do some hiking, do some socially distanced activities. I don't know. We'll see how that goes there.
Will you have your first beer with your dad?
Legally, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Well, now I don't have any plans.
Your dad's a criminal. That's cool. That's on. You don't have any plans?
Have any plans. No. If the PGA Championship allows fans in August, I'll probably consider going, trying to make it out there, because I want to watch some golf and I want to go to a sporting event in person. And if August is good enough and they say, yeah, we'll let so many fans in, might buy tickets.
Are you wearing a Caddyshack shirt right now?
I am wearing a Caddyshack shirt.
One of our other podcast sponsors, Caddyshack.
I am. I bought this back when they first it got invented. But I got it, and it actually has a small hole at the bottom, and I was kind of sad.
Oh, no. But it's okay. A golf shirt. Shouldn't it have a hole in it?
It's a sleep shirt.
But
now, it's just a T-shirt.
Golf?
I wouldn't wear this with golf shirt. Course.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm not wearing pants.
Well, that was another in a long series of regrettable life choices.
Neither is Daphne. She keeps nudging me. I don't know what she wants. I think we're going to have to end this podcast for no other reason than the fact that my dog needs to pee. She's pawing at me, guys. It's possible my dog is turning on me during the course of this podcast. You might witness via Zoom a human being devoured by standard poodles. Weird.
I guess if I can add, I did just think I did have some vacation trip plans canceled due to sports. I was going to take me and a buddy, we were going to take a trip and try visiting as many AL and NL Central stadiums as possible.
Nice.
We're going to do 7 stadiums in 7 days, and it wasn't going to include Kansas City.
Yay! I'm calling this road trip the 007 because we are going to bond.
Go up to Minneapolis and then just kind of shuffle your way down Milwaukee, Chicago, then Detroit, Cleveland, and get the Cardinals on the way back and a whole week. But
that'd have been
no
fun.
Baseball. I was kind of sad because I've always, you know, I'll look at trips like that every once in a while. You know, every year I'll be like, hey, if I could take a trip, you know, here's how the math adds up to do a road trip, you know, to these ballparks. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's good.
But it was like,
were you going to like actually go to the games there? Or just?
Oh, yeah.
So you had to schedule a week straight of those teams being at home.
Yeah. There is a calculator. Like you can, there is a website that you can go to that can find stuff, but it's not great. Hmm. It's easier just to like pick the cities you want to go to and then just try latching on to the dates that you want to do it.
Gotcha.
There was actually one where I was able, like it would have been last weekend. The Cubs and the White Sox were actually in town on the same weekend. So the Cubs played a day game on a Saturday and then the White Sox were playing a night game at 7. So you could have done two stadiums in one day, but you couldn't have latched on as many other games. So it wasn't going to be the most efficient way to take a trip like that, but that would have been really fun to do a two games in one day in one city.
Cool. Yeah. We'll probably run into Kansas City sometime. See friends. We had really good friends. Hold on. I'm getting to that. We had really good friends that were supposed to get married July 4th and they bumped it back to 2021, unfortunately. That was going to be my like coming out party when I, unless the Rona got bad, that I was going to go out and, you know, do my thing, live my life better. But we might go up there. And now I'm really thinking about going up on just some night and getting a bunch of burner phones and crank calling Pizza Hut for delivery all over the place. Just kidding.
Hundreds, you wouldn't be the first.
Hundreds of pizzas delivered to nowhere.
Speaking of Pizza Hut, are you going to, when you get back to Manhattan, are you going to work at the new one in Candlewood?
Wow, that's
a new one?
Well, do you miss the post on Wabash? You need to spend more time on Wabash because Zach posted about really, really, really important information.
This is some good scoop.
Scoop.
K-Man.
Wow.
That K-Man tweeted out.
Well, you know, I think then we've learned from other members of the media, sources tell you.
Sources tell me, yeah, that West Loop Pizza Hut is going to be no more. Rest in peace. Hmm. I think it's crazy, though, that they're moving to Candlewood. Like, they're building a brand new store, a building in Candlewood. It's kind of wild to me.
Yeah. So they'll have a delivery, carry out, Little Caesar style location. Weird. I wonder what's going to happen to that location because it's really landlocked. But do you know the other big scoop about West Loop?
I think they're going to tear down the Pizza Hut and move the gas station over so that it isn't so bad. I think that's the plan.
Oh,
what gas station? Maybe
there's a Dillon's right next to the Dillon's gas station right there on basically my street. Tearing down the old Commerce Bank building.
Yep.
Do you know what's going in there?
Tommy's. I'm pumped.
I don't know how they're going to fit that in there.
I think it's going to be a mess. I think the city's kind of downplaying. Also, it is on private land. So on private land, the city's kind of like, well, they can do whatever they want. But I think that what Tommy's has presented to the city as far as how traffic will go, I don't think that.
This is a perfect example.
It's going to go well.
How this city works. They let Starbucks put in a drive-through at a choke point in traffic there at Anderson, Bluemont, Manhattan. And traffic backs up from their drive-through into a busy intersection, basically. Now they're going to have this car wash jammed into at a really awkward corner. I mean, that's an awkward, awkward corner because people are coming down the hill from on Claflin. It's just weird. I don't know.
They claim that the bank's peak capacity was like double what Tommy's is going to be, which I just don't see how that's possible.
Yeah.
They rated the bank to like 83 cars an hour because there was four lanes. I think that's basically like a minute per car.
That's
no,
stupid.
I don't
bank
know.
Was never, if that bank had been that busy, they wouldn't have moved locations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right by my house. I can tell you that bank was never busy. In fact, it was my bank at the time. That bank was never busy. Crazy.
Fire!
Oh, well. But seeing how busy Tommy's gets?
Yep.
And they say that, oh, peak traffic for the car wash won't be as high as what it is on the east side. Like, they're different, and it won't be as high as what the bank was. And it's like, peak time for a car wash is rush hour at night. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., that is peak for a car wash. And that's not where I want to be in West Loop.
No.
From 5 to 6 p.m. I'll tell you that.
Nope. What a mess. Speaking of messes, this has been the PowerCat Overtime Podcast. It was a glorious mess. Our congratulations to Ryan Gilds Gilbert for getting through his first edition. We cut out all of his screw-ups, and there were a lot.
He's right, you know.
There were a lot. He struggled with words and reading.
No offense.
None taken.
That's okay. Those things can be covered up with special effects. And there's a good chance we're going to, like, dub in, voice track him a little bit so that it's not really him. It sounds like him, but it's not him.
Bang!
Go to the fridge. That's all I got to say. Just go to the fridge. When you're back in Manhattan, go to the fridge. And we're going to stop talking right now.
Cookie! Nom, 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 oh, nom, 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 nom. Ah, bye-bye.
You've been listening to the PowerCat Overtime Podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. PowerCat Podcast, all rights reserved, gopowercat.com, and Spirit Street Publishing.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the side.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.